It was a cracking league opener against Hearts at Pittodrie on Sunday. More on that, plus the latest on Scott McKenna and Stevie May and the Europa League playoff draw coming up on the AFC Donscast on Tuesday, the 6th of August.
Latest transfer news. The AFC Donscast Transfer Centre.
So where to start this week? It's been a busy one. How about the latest on Scott McKenna? So around lunchtime yesterday, news broke that Scott had handed a formal transfer request into the club. The 22-year-old has been subject of bids from Nottingham Forest and QPR in recent weeks, with the London club having an improved offer rejected on Friday. Hull, Celtic and Aston Villa have all failed with offers for McKenna in previous transfer windows. Villa's bid last summer was reported to be worth up to £7 million. Stoke were also believed to have shown firm interest. McKenna had signed a five-year contract last March with the Dons, but he, or more likely his agent, has decided to try to force Aberdeen's hand. Derek did confirm yesterday following the Hearts match that there was a fresh offer for Scott from QPR, but the payment terms were not enough for the club to accept it. It's understood that the transfer request from Scott was made to Aberdeen on Saturday before Sunday's game against Hearts, but as it stands, the club have rejected the transfer request and Scott remains with the club. That, however, does look to be in doubt whether Scott will fly to Croatia on Wednesday for our Europa League qualifier against HNK Rijeka. As it stands, he will, but that still could change. Should things progress, it does pose a problem for Derek, as we are nursing injuries for Mikey Devlin and Ash Taylor, both suffering from hamstring injuries. It's expected more interest and offers from England before the FA's transfer deadline this Thursday. Meanwhile, Stevie May's switch to St Johnstone looks to be back on. It's understood that St Johnstone have made a move to resurrect the deal, with talks underway and the transfer set to be concluded this week. The Aberdeen striker was set to make the switch to his old club a fortnight ago. He passed a medical and was in line to make his second debut in St Johnstone's League Cup tie at home to Brechin City. However, the deal collapsed at the last minute.
Every Tuesday from 8pm, on your phone, on your tablet and online. This is the AFC Donscast.
Okay, right back to the action on Sunday, and what a cracker of a game that was. The 16,410 crowd at Pittodrie were treated to 5 goals, 9 yellow cards and a red. Ryan Hedges hammered in a late goal as Aberdeen came from behind to win against Hearts. Ryan scored his first for the club with 5 minutes remaining, adding to a Sam Cosgrove double. Hearts sub Stephen Naismith had levelled practically with his first touch after coming on, and Hearts briefly led the game through Jamie Walker. Aaron Hickey was then sent off for Hearts before Cosgrove second from the spot and Hedges' cracking finish. Sam Cosgrove now has 8 goals in 5 games. Let's hear from goal hero Ryan Hedges and manager Derek McInnes.
He deserves a lot of credit for the hard work he did down the left-hand side to create the winner, but it was a lovely pass from Niall with the back heel into your path, and then next nearly took off after that shot.
Yeah, I think obviously Greg now came in for 2 games and he's slotted in really well, and you can see what he can bring to the team, obviously with a goal on Thursday and then today with his crossing ability and getting up and down. Obviously another great touch from McGinn, shows what he can do week in, week out. Obviously, well, he's done that in nearly every game I've been here since. So and as soon as it rolled to me, it just fell nicely and luckily it back.
After the exploits of Thursday and, you know, coming back when we looked down and out, but we still had enough time to go and set about it, and we kept chipping away, and thankfully the goal comes, and what a goal, Hedges. You know, we've waited, I think it's the 5th competitive game now, and he's threatened to score and he's shown his quality, but his finish was magnificent and no more than we deserved. I need to say that. You know, you take everything into consideration, the injuries we've got, the game on Thursday night, Hearts have had all week to prepare for us. We've had literally 48 hours and the biggest part of that being trying to keep the freshness in the team. So the crowd helped my team today. That was that's Pittodrie at its best today. You know, a real entertaining afternoon, but the win comes with it. And we've did it the hard way today, and I think you can see with the celebrations, the way the players are applauded off the pitch, how much that meant to everyone. And it is important to get all 3 points, because Hearts are a good team, and as I say, taking everything into consideration with their preparation compared to ours, that's going to be tough for us if we can progress again. It'll be tough at St Mirren next week after Rijeka. It'll be tough against Dundee the following week in the Cup, I think. After that, so it's getting the balance in that, and we could do with getting a few out of the treatment room and into the squad to help us with that that challenge. But for now, couldn't be more pleased. Important to win your home games, you know. And I thought we were in charge of the game for long spells, and then we lost control and we found a way to get it again.
Catch live audio and video
of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Elsewhere in the Premiership at the weekend, on Saturday, Celtic thrashed St Johnstone 7-0 at Parkhead, helped by a Ryan Christie hat-trick. Scott Allen scored late on as Hibs beat St Mirren 1-0 at Easter Road, and Ross County marked their return to the top flight with a 3-0 home victory over Hamilton. Livingston and Motherwell drew 0-0 at the Tony Macaroni Arena. In the other game on Sunday, Conor Goldson grabbed a stoppage time winner as Rangers won 2-1 against Kilmarnock. Stephen O'Donnell looked to have earned Killy a point with an 83rd minute equaliser after Scott Arfield opened the scoring. Monday lunchtime saw the UEFA Europa League playoff draw take place, and the Dons are heading to Belgium or Cyprus to face Ghent or AEK Larnaca should we get past HNK Rijeka. Matches will be played on Thursday the 22nd and Thursday the 29th of August. As it stands, the away fixture will take place first, but this will be confirmed nearer the time. Aberdeen reserves are through to the quarter-final of the Aberdeenshire Cup after Wednesday's 2-0 win over Deverin Vale. Later this month, Paul Sheeran's side will take on Banksadee in the quarter-final. It wasn't only the men's team that were on form on Sunday. Aberdeen women returned from their summer break with a 5-2 win against East Fife, maintaining their lead in the SWFL1 North table. Ogilvie, Gappy and Gordon put us 3-1 ahead at half-time, with Gover and Fraser added to the scoreline in the second half.
Tuesday from 8 p.m. on your phone, on your tablet and online. This is the AFC Dogscast.
Tickets for our matches for our away match against St Mirren on Sunday the 11th of August and our home match against HNK Rijeka on Thursday the 15th of August are on sale now. You can order tickets online at afc.co.uk/e-tickets, at the Pittodrie ticket office in person and on telephone on 01224 63 1903. The club are still to release ticket details about the League Cup fixture away to Dundee on Sunday the 18th of August. We'd like to pass on our congratulations to Marion Douglas for her nomination as a finalist in the 2019 Celebrate Aberdeen Awards in the Heart of the Community category. Marion helps loads with the Aberdeen FC Community Trust, and this is a well-deserved recognition of her efforts. Fingers crossed for the ceremony in September, and good luck, Marion. Kick-off on Thursday against HNK Rijeka is at 7 p.m. UK time and 8 p.m. in Croatia. If you're not heading over, you can watch live coverage on Premier Sports One from 6:55 p.m. We're expecting there will also be live broadcast for Red TV International subscribers. That's still to be confirmed. And you can listen in live for live match updates on BBC Radio Scotland from 6:30 p.m. on FM and digital radio. That's how it stands so far this week. I'll be back with more following our away match in Croatia on Thursday. The Europa League Donscast will be on all popular podcast platforms and on the AFC Donscast website. That's afcdonscast.co.uk from 10 p.m. on Friday. Until then, have a great week and stand free.
That's all for this week from the AFC Donscast. Why not download and listen to the Here We Go AFC podcast? Discussion, reaction, interviews and special guests made by Aberdeen fans for Aberdeen fans. Tune in now for the latest episode.